Chapter 92. Why did he look down so constantly? He knew he was alone. Surely his mind was not affected by that night's loss and agony. He was not about to throw himself headlong from the summit of the tottering wall. Solomon turned sick and clasped his hands. His limbs trembled beneath him, and a cold sweat broke out upon his pallid face. If he complied with Mr. Airedale's last injunction now, it was because he had not the power to speak or move. He strained his gaze, and fixed it on a patch of moonlight, into which, if he continued to ascend, he must soon emerge. When he appeared there, he would try to call to him. Again the ashes slipped and crumbled. Some stones rolled down, and fell with a dull heavy sound upon the ground below. He kept his eyes upon the piece of moonlight. The figure was coming on, for its shadow was already thrown upon the wall. Now it appeared and now looked round at him, and now the horror-stricken clerk uttered a scream that pierced the air, and cried, "The ghost! The ghost!" Apostrophe, long before the echo of his cry had died away, another form rushed out into the light, flung itself upon the foremost one, knelt down upon its breast, and clutched its throat with both hands. "Villain!" "Apostrophe, apostrophe," cried Mr. Airedale, in a terrible voice, for it was he. "Dead and buried, as all men supposed through your infernal arts, but reserved by heaven for this at last I have you. You, whose hands are red with my brother's blood, and that of his faithful servant, shed to conceal your own atrocious guilt, you, wretch, double murderer and monster, I arrest you in the name of God, who has delivered you into my hands. No, though you had the strength of 20 men, apostrophe," he added, "as the murderer writhed and struggled, you could not escape me, or loosen my grasp tonight. Apostrophe, apostrophe." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.